Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi, you're holding an Orlo Daf Yudal in the Oizva Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, beginning Halacha Hey in the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Ha'olim, olim are the leaves. Ve'alulovim, they are the soft branches. Umeik funim, water coming out of the vines. Ve'asmadar, what's smadar? Smadar is the flower. It's the when the flower falls off and the fruit starts growing, but it's just in the beginning, just when the flower is there. All these cases, mutarim be'orlo, there's no din issa orlo, because orlo is only with a fruit. There's not considered to be a fruit. Ube revai, there's no din of gedusha in the fourth year for the same reason. Ube nazir, there's no issa for nazir to eat it, because nazir has a issa to eat the fruits of grapes and wine, but not these things. Ve'asurim be'asher, but there's still also with every desaro, because of the desaro, every part of the tree is also. Rabbi disagrees regarding the flower. He says that's also considered to be the fruit. One who puts milk to become cheese and he uses sorah for orlo, use the sap of orlo, that's usur. He considered the sap to be like the fruit. I heard clearly, if you use the sap of the leaves, or you use the sap coming out of the roots, mutar. But if it comes out of the fruits, also that is considered to be fruit. In other words, it depends where the sap comes from. Kedidus the Mishnah says, an kukulois, these are bad grapes that did not grow a third. Ve'achertzonim ve'azagim, these are the grape skins and the seeds. Temet shaloim means when you take the sediment and you put water on it, and the taste goes into the water. Klipirimoin ve'anet shaloi, the shell of the pomegranate and the crown. Klipi goizim, the shell of nuts. Ve'agarinim, different types of nuts. Asurim be'orlo, that's also be'orlo. That's part of this of orlo. So also all these peels. Ube asheran, it's also if you made the tree into a desaro. Uve nazir, it's also for nazir to enjoy. Umutorim be'revai, but in the fourth year it doesn't have gedusha on these things. Ve'anoivlo is kulam asuris. Dates that fall from the tree before they fully ripen, they have a din of fruit, and they have the all iser that we had before. And the reason why the peels, the shells we mentioned before, is also barola, it's a special kzasakasov. It says es piryoi, it's coming to include also the peels.
You could take a branch of orlo and replant it, because there's no orlo on the branches, it's only in the fruits. But therefore, you can't go and use a fruit of orlo to plant it. Pre-shu-pri, because the egoi is a pre, and the branch is not. You don't graft the branches that belong to the kafnios, which is a type of, these are the dates that did not ripe. You're not allowed to use their branches, because you may come to eat from the fruits, and the fruits is orlo. And what's the problem? Why is the fruits are orlo? As Rav Chaim points out, we'll see it right away in the Gemara, because that's really smadar. That is like it's equivalent to the flower of a regular fruit. And it goes according to Rabbi Yosi that smadar is osur. Says the Gemara that if you dial them on base, ha'olim v'alulavim, quoting the Mishnah. Mastizid lo kerbelezer, the tanim shablozer, mikol asher haseh migefen ayayin, michetzonim v'adzag lo yoichel. It says anything that comes out from the vines is also for a nozir. You learn from here, afa olim ve'alulovim yamashwa. Also, the leaves and the branches, the soft branches, also included. Says in Tani Yabisi, Yabisi says, smadar, using Rav Chaim's gear, so smadar benozir also b'shuperi. He learned that also smadar, also the flower, is also by nozir. But why? Because it's considered to be a fruit. Says in what do you mean? Vekasha. If it's a special limb by nozir, the dafka by nozir, you always say even smadar, lamli peri, why you say it's a pri? In priu, if it's a fruit, he also, because why is it also only by nozir? It should be also for everybody. Selling one milta of Yitzchak Omro, shu also recall. Right, and that's what Yitzchak holds, it's a regular fruit. Rabbi Yitzchak shol mantani markivim bekavnir shal orlo, Rabbi Yisi. Because Rabbi Yitzchak told us, look at the end of the Mishnah. And he explained the end of the Mishnah that why it says you're not allowed to do grafting with the dates are not ripe, because it's considered to be smadar and it's also barla. And he says, who's the mandoma, the old, the smadar is also barla? It's Rebasi. So you see, Rebasi holds, Rebasi did not speak only about nazar, he spoke about everything. He's considered to be fruit for every other Isra as well. Kedus the Gemara quotes the Mishnah revive chulei tani priyata poide viata poide loy boisa veloy pogim. When you come to redeem the fruits of the fourth year, so you have to redeem only a fruit, but not boisa and pagim, not the ones which are not ripe, either grapes or figs. Hoyrev zvidu beinu pagit maro shikavu. What do you do with these unripe dates? You have to bury them. Meaning they have a gedusha, but you can't redeem them. So what do you have to do? You must bury them. Meaning, of course, we said you're not allowed to redeem them, lechatrilo. But b'di'evad, if you did redeem them, it works. So here, when you cut off the tree, and I have no other thing to do with them except bury them, of course you can redeem them. That's called b'di'evad. Only lechatrilo, I say, leave it on the tree, let it get fully ripe, and then you'll redeem them. But if you took it out of the tree, and I can, that's it, it's over, it's not going to grow anymore, so then you don't have to bury them, but you should be able to redeem them, because b'di'evad, the redemption works even for these pagim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Yudalid.